All right, this is Mira Adkins. Today is October 5th. I'm interviewing Mark Adkins at my house in Perrysburg, Ohio. This interview is being conducted for the COVID-19 Oral History Project for my English 1130 class at the University of Toledo. We have been assigned this project to go over the topic of COVID. The focus will be on your personal experiences during this time and will be used as a point of discussion in our class. Interview materials will be collected and put into the online COVID-19 archive called the Journal of the Plague. The project will follow all ethical standards. Do you consent with everything signed in the permission form? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you agree to allow this to be submitted to public record?
Yes.
Do you have any questions regarding statements in the permission form?
No.
What is your age?
47.
Where are you from?
Toledo, Ohio.
Where are you currently employed?
Brown Honda.
Where were you employed during the pandemic?
Brown Honda.
How was your job affected by the pandemic?
Loss of income, loss of employees, loss of customers. Barely survived. Lucky that we stayed open.
So would you say that this made, during this time, this made your job very difficult?
Very difficult, and it's still very difficult because we lost so many customers, it's hard to get them back.
So you would say you are still experiencing the effects of COVID?
Yes.
Would you say that anything was easier during this time? Did you learn anything?
No.
Is there anything else that you would like to add about your occupation during the pandemic?
No.
All right, on to the next. What was it like trying to raise children during the pandemic?
Wasn't too bad. You know, it was hard with the school, the online schools. Whatever they did didn't work very well. But overall, it wasn't so bad.
Did you notice any drastic changes with their schooling?
Yes.
In what ways?
Colton and Corbin, their grades suffered. And Mira lost out on her senior year with a lot of opportunities and activities that she could have been a part of. Same thing with the boys. Normal life stuff that got canceled or didn't even happen or was severely restricted where it really wasn't worth doing anyways. So a lot of those kind of problems.
Was it hard having to like watch them go through that?
It wasn't hard, but
it was just weird.
It was weird.
Would you say that the effects of COVID are still noticeable today in your children?
Yes.
In what ways?
Made them even more homebound than they probably should be. School's still a challenge, so I feel like they've missed out. Probably it.
Did you notice any weird habits that formed during COVID in your children?
No.
How did you personally cope with the pandemic?
Tried to stay away from everybody because everybody was acting really crazy. Didn't like to go out to stores or restaurants anymore because everybody was too crazy. There wasn't very many rational people out there. Very, very unfreedom-like behaviors and problems.
with all that you're commenting on, it's a lot of negative things. Would you say that there were any positive things from the pandemic?
Yeah, the world slowed down and realized that it's not all about making money or your job. And I think we realized that we don't need a lot of the businesses that we did have. And the businesses that are still around don't need to stay open 24 hours, 7 days a week. It should go back like it was when I was a kid and give more people time off. And the stores shouldn't be open on holidays and every weekend 24/7. They can have normal hours and it'd be a little easier on the employees and it forced people to be at home with their families like they're supposed to be instead of worrying about the economy and how good it is.
On the topic of family, were you able to visit family during the pandemic?
No.
How did that affect you?
I thought it was dumb because my mom had to have a liver transplant. Could have died and I wouldn't even have got to see her before she died. I think most of the stuff that they forced us to do and follow was stupid and didn't prevent shit. All I think it did was cause more harm psychologically, socially, economically, intellectually. But overall, history is going to judge all these people very harshly.
It's an interesting take. What do you think you remember most from the pandemic?
Being told every day that they were working on a vaccine and it was going to save us all from death and destruction, and how the virus was so devastating and so deadly that people were dropping over from it in the streets in China. Then when it got here in America, we all realized it was really just the flu, but the control that the government was taking from us and the power they were taking from us to quote unquote keep us all safe, they had to keep that aura of deadliness around when it had a very high survivability rate. And I was sick with it at least 3 times, and it was more like having the flu or a bad cold than anything. So,
do you think that this is continually impacting you and like America, and how you mentioned the word control, how everything's controlled?
Well, yeah, I don't think that's ever going to go away, because once the government gets power and control, it's pretty hard to get away ever again. It's gonna create bad habits for people in believing that a virus can be controlled with very rudimentary type behaviors of standing 6 feet away from somebody, but you're still in a crowded building with poor ventilation, wearing a piece of cloth that is no better than a fence, keeping out mosquitoes. But it's going to make people think that those things will protect them. In all actuality, it just really harms them, because it creates a lot of social problems. And the medical establishment is taking 100 years of research and study on viruses and controls and effects and what we can and cannot do, and throw that all out the window because of whatever reason, I don't know, but no, it's going to be a long time before things are ever normal. If they ever are, we may never see them in our lifetime. They go back to pre-COVID days. That's my opinion.
Thank you for sharing that. I have one last question. It's a fun question. What were some of your impulsive pandemic buys that you may have purchased out of boredom or for other reasons?
I don't know.
feel like online shopping was very heavy for everyone.
Yeah, but I didn't let that change me because I don't like online shopping as much as it. The convenience factor of it's great, but I don't like not being able to touch and feel things if I can. I'd rather do that. But impulse buys, I don't think we had any impulse buys. I don't remember anything that particular. I know we tried to be as normal as possible, go out as much as we can, not be afraid. Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember any.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Again, this will be put into public archives and be discussed in my composition class. And thank you again.
Okie dokie.